RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Someone on the text line asked this question. CDOT, the Chiefs look terrible. I don't understand how they were in that game. Are the Broncos bad? Yeah, I'm out of the Broncos. And I know I have flip-flopped like a politician over the last 3 weeks when it comes to the Denver Broncos. I'll be in, I'll be out, I'll be hot and cold, yes and no, up and down. I know. So if you want to say, oh, well, last week you said this about the Broncos. No, that's perfectly fair. 100%. For sure. Definitely. That is all fair. I will wear that criticism. But if you were telling me that you're going to win the Super Bowl and in week 17, you struggled against a team that didn't have Patrick Mahomes, their backup quarterback was out, Rashee Rice didn't play, Tyquan Thornton didn't play, Josh Simmons, Jalen Moore, Wanya Morris, Juwan Taylor, Leo Chenault, Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson. If you're telling me that you struggled to beat a team that didn't have any of those individuals, you ain't winning nothing in January. Not a thing. I'm telling you that I'm 100% out on the Denver Broncos. No, I never felt more strongly about the Patriots going to the Super Bowl than I do after what just happened this past weekend. The Chargers are not winning anything. I love Houston. You guys know I like Houston. I feel like I was kind of early on Houston on this show. That team's offense isn't winning the championship either. I've never felt better about my New England Patriots are going to the Super Bowl opinion than I did after watching this past weekend in the National Football League. Denver is not going. Buffalo is not going. That team with that, they're not winning 3 straight road playoff games. Absolutely not. New England Patriots. So, Rob, I haven't even told you this yet. I have 2 futures bets right now. I have San Francisco in the NFC. I got them right before the Bears game because I know they still control their pathway of being the 1 seed in the NFC. They might not have to go on the road anymore for the rest of the season because the Super Bowl this year is in their home stadium. And I got 1 on the New England Patriots. That's where I am right now. Those are the 2 teams that I'm riding with the rest of the way. I got a Patriots future, and I got a Niners future, and we're going to the Super Bowl, Rob.
Listen, I'm happy for your futures. I'm happy that you have a chance to make
that.
Some
Thank
money.
You.
I'm also out on Denver, but man, even the Patriots fall in this category a little bit. Can I ask, is there a team in the AFC that you're in on? And I know you're about to say New England, but I can point to times this season where you go, on New England. I mean, it's Drake May's first ever postseason. They just blew a game, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, at home against the Bills when they had a 20-point lead. A Bills team who I don't think is very good. The Bills, are fall in this category. I think their quarterback's good, I guess, when he wants to be. He was bad on Sunday in the biggest moment. Their defense looked better, but it's suspect at best. You're out on the Chargers. You're out on the Broncos. You're out on the Texans. I assume you're out on the Steelers / Ravens. They're both bad. Like, who? Someone's going to make the Super Bowl in the AFC. And if it's not
New
the
England.
Patriots.
I just
not,
told you. New England.
The Patriots are not like some, you know, bulletproof.
No,
this
100%.
This is not the 2024 Chiefs where you're like, oh, that team's going to the Super Bowl.
I'm with you.
It feels like everyone's flawed, and we're just getting ready for a flawed team to take on someone in the Super Bowl.
I don't disagree with you. I think you're 100% right. I'm telling you that I've walked by and I've popped. The only two teams you could sell me on right now are the Texans, because the Texans, I think, have the best unit in the National Football League. Like, if we were saying right now, you know, Bills offense, Bills defense, etc., I think you could sell me right now that Houston has the best side of the ball of any team in the National Football League. And if they end up being the 5 seed, where they end up getting either Baltimore or Pittsburgh, so they get to the second round, you could definitely sell me on Houston making a run to the AFC Championship game or further. So yes, I will buy into Houston. I will buy into New England. I'm sorry. If I watch you play a 13-13 tied football game with this version of the Kansas City Chiefs for 57 minutes, you ain't going to the Super Bowl. You cannot convince me you are going to the Super Bowl. Not at all. I think the Chargers are too beat up with their left and their right tackle, and Justin Herbert is just not healthy. Like, we've been watching Justin Herbert play this way for a month. He is not healthy. I don't believe in Buffalo, and we could talk more about it. We got time, Rob. We can talk about their quarterback who pretty routinely doesn't make plays in clutch situations. So yeah, at this point, I've already decided whose balloon I'm going to pop. I've popped Denver's balloon. I just watched them play. I watched every single snap on Christmas Day. That's not a Super Bowl team. You know it. You see it. You feel it. I don't feel it with the Broncos. I don't feel it with Buffalo. I don't feel it with the Chargers. I don't feel it with whomever is coming out of the AFC North. I hate that we've been wasting our time with either one of those two teams. You could sell me on the Patriots. You could sell me on Houston. That's it in the AFC.
So I can't sell you on the Jags?
No.
Because they've been playing a lot better football of late.
No, they are, 100%. I don't know if Jacksonville has a whole lot of talent, though. Like, if we're going from a roster standpoint,
that's fair.
They just don't have a lot of guys to me. And if you got to win 3 straight playoff games, you kind of need some guys. And I just don't know if they have enough of those things.
I'll say this.
Great story, what they've been great able story. To do. They just don't have enough guys to me.
I think, and by the way, I don't want this to be misconstrued as I'm picking Jacksonville.
No, I get what you're saying.
But I think a team like Jacksonville has the best chance in the AFC, because I think it's a matter of who gets hot. I know you don't watch hockey, and I don't really watch hockey like this either, but you probably watched off sports as a kid where it's like, oh, so-and-so in the NHL playoffs make it run because their goalie got red hot. He just, suddenly he's incredible. That's how I feel the AFC playoffs going to go. One of these quarterbacks is going to just start playing out of their mind, and that team is going to be just hard to stop.
That's fair.
It probably is not going to be Bo Nix. It probably is not going to be Josh Allen. It might be Drake May, but Trevor Lawrence, Justin, one of them is just going to be like, oh, and suddenly they're going to look like the guy they're supposed to look like, and that team is going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. I don't think Bo Nix is that capable, but I'm not ruling the Jags out because Lawrence can play that way.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, you know darn well that the NFL is going to try their absolute best to make Josh Allen get his first ring. And yeah, then he'll 3-hop it to his wide receiver like he did yesterday. They had a chance to win yesterday's game. They needed their quarterback to make one play, who currently is the best quarterback in the National Football League, the reigning MVP. You got to make one throw to your number one wide receiver who is open, and he two-hopped it. That has been a theme of Josh Allen's career. Now, unless they're thinking about changing the rules where the home team gets multiple chances at 2-point conversions so they can help Buffalo again, I'm sorry. No, I'm out on Buffalo. The only argument for Buffalo just continues to be, well, there's no Kansas City. Well, you got to show me you're better than these other teams, and they just haven't shown me that that's the case.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.